like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
And I'm Linda Boss McClelland.
And this is It's Movie Time.
It's Movie Time.
Well, Linda, another vigilante movie.
Oh, boy.
From Taxi Driver to Equalizer. Entering that small retinue of women is Jennifer Garner.
Right. The movie's called Peppermint, and Jennifer Garner plays Riley North. Riley ain't no peppermint patty, I'll tell you. She's a young mother whose husband and daughter are gunned down by a car full of tattooed thugs. She takes us on a fast, crazy ride of revenge.
Lenny, is there anything that is not a cliche in this movie?
No, absolutely everything is a cliche, all in capital letters.
I know. She's Lara Croft.
Oh, my golly.
The new superheroes, Spider-Woman stuff. She can really kick butt.
Yeah, she spends 5 years after this crime has happened to hone her skills, get revenge on this corrupt legal system who let these bad guys go. And the LAPD is involved in this. They all turn a blind eye to this drug cartel.
It's difficult because there's so much firepower on the side of the drug lords. There's so much fear. It's difficult for LAPD, particularly because there's a mole in there, as there always is.
Yeah.
There's somebody in there tipping off the drug lords.
Right.
And we find out toward the end, this is all a part of that formula that we know so well. We see some shots of Skid Row in L.A.
Because
this is where our protagonist is hanging out. This is where she's hiding, exercising some improbable murders.
Oh, indeed. And Ivan, the plot line for me was so thin that you're not really sure how her husband is involved in this drug cartel, why they wanted him dead, except that maybe he refused to carry out some assignment.
Well, his buddy was more attached than he. His buddy had wanted him to drive an operation to make a lot of money, which he needed.
Uh-huh.
And then he turns.
He backed out.
He backs out.
And
that's why they went after
him.
But that's an idea of how pervasive their retaliation and the fear in the neighborhood is that they'll murder somebody who didn't even pull off a job.
Right.
Even our superhero films. So much of this is about family.
Well, sure. I mean, any mother that witnesses anything like this would want revenge. She just takes it way over the top.
She does. I especially like how she takes care of that snippy neighbor of hers.
Oh, indeed. Yeah. That just touches briefly on pressures of trying to belong to a group of people that you don't belong to.
Snotty, condescending.
All my friends are much nicer than that.
I know that. And I like to look for rings of truth in these.
Right, exactly.
How difficult it is for police to be able to get a hold of this business.
Right.
I have a feeling that this kind of conflict between police and the drug dealers is very real.
That's one of the things that I really did not like about the movie is they glamorize guns and the use of guns. And we don't need that in today's world right now.
They talk about her getting military-grade guns.
Yep.
The automatic guns that are fearsome.
There's not even much dialogue in the movie. It's all replaced with gunfire.
It's so true. This is part of the formula, the reminiscence about the young daughter she lost.
Yeah. But Garner's role is pretty one-dimensional. It's basically, I am woman, hear me roar. I mean, that's it.
The ending leaves it open for a sequel. Could go to sequel.
Okay.
Do you think she has a future in this?
I don't know. The character is so thin. All she wanted to do was kill the bad guys, which we could understand, but that's all there was to her.
As we look at the actress Jennifer Garner, who actually graduated from Denison University in Granville, Ohio, right near us, does she have a future playing this role?
She was good in the role.
You know, she's physically fit.
Definitely.
She has a certain intelligence about her.
Mm-hmm.
Reserve, not a glamorous reserve, still a beautiful woman. If they can have a better script, I'm with you all the way.
Right. I mean, they just need more story. It was so thin. It just shoot the bad guys.
It is. All right. It's another vengeance film, Lenny. The director of this film, Pierre Morel, also directed Taken, the Liam Neeson.
Oh, my goodness.
Lenny, the film is
Peppermint.
What grade would you affix to it?
I'll give it a C-.
Okay. And I'll give it a C, because I think Jennifer Garner has a future. Not with Ben Affleck.
That's over. I want to go home and watch Snow White. It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the full shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.